Hello, everybody, and welcome to Part of Me Podcast, created and hosted by me, Jamie Reynolds, where I will be providing techniques and guidance on starting, maintaining, and measuring your plan to fulfill those desired goals in your life. If you are ready to start achieving your goals, join me every Sunday and stay tuned to the end of this episode. Make sure you visit my webpage for free printables. Now, let's get to work. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome back. How are we feeling? How are we doing? Happy Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. What are the plans for today? Are we going Easter egg hunting? You know, I just recently learned that they not only have Easter egg hunting for kids, they also have Easter egg hunting for adults. I don't know where you live. I don't know if that's a big thing in your area or if that even exists, but check it out. I do think booze was involved with the whole shenanigans, but I don't know. Maybe there's Easter egg hunting without booze for adults, but definitely check that out. So let's really get into it. Today's topic is part of me that's scared of commitment. It's funny, I go, yay, Easter, yay, fun. And then I'm like, why are we scared of commitment? Like, why are you so scared of commitment? What's the matter? Why can't we commit? Now, I'm not talking along the aspects of relationships. And I know we would love to dive into that. But no, I'm talking about commitment to our hobby, commitment to ourselves. I bring this up because last week we talked about part of me getting a hobby. And if you did your homework, you started looking into things that you were interested in or things that you had an interest in and you're bringing it back. And yes, good. We're looking into getting into a hobby. And I did say, don't look in the form of committing to it. Test it and see if you like it. Because I know how challenging it can be trying to see if you like something, but then also being reserved about it because you don't want to go into the aspect of, I'm about to commit to something and I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to like it. But baby doll, hear me clear and loud. After you have determined if you liked it or not, and then you try something new, and if you determine that that's your thing, like that's where your area of interest is, and that's potentially going to be a goal for you, whatever that looks like, you're going to have to commit to it. You should want to commit to it because that's the only way you're going to see progression from it. So I'm going to give you three reasons why you are probably afraid to commit to that hobby. Starting with number one, lack of trusting yourself. You don't trust that you're going to stick with it. You think that it's something that you're interested in now, and maybe you're not going to be interested into it later. So why even go through the hurdle of committing to it when I might not even want to continue doing it later? Quick remedy to that. Stop being controlling. I can say this because I am controlling, and that's how I think about things. I try to think so far into the future, the what ifs, that it prevents me from doing the what now. Do it. See how long you stick with it. See how long you're committed to it. Don't go into a situation self-doubting. Don't go in with the already doubtful spirit or doubtful mind that you're not going to commit to it or you're not going to see it through. Go into it and try. Number two, fear of failing. I mentioned this in prior episodes back, and I probably mentioned this in multiple episodes, but your fear of failure sometimes causes your fear of commitment. Nobody wants to put time, effort, and energy into something that they think they're not going to be successful in. The danger of that is you don't know what success could look like for you in whatever that space is because you did not try. You did not give the effort because you already counted yourself out. To me, committing to something is telling myself that I am willing to try. I'm willing to see it through. I'm willing to see how far I can go with this. That's what committing to something means for me. It does not mean that if I do not find enjoyment from it, or if it becomes something that is no longer fulfilling me or giving pleasure to me or desires in within, you know, my life, it doesn't mean that I can't walk away from it. And you have to be, and I feel like you have to teeter that scale a little bit because you have to make sure you're not walking away from because it's becoming too challenging or it's making you uncomfortable in the sense of it's making you challenge yourself. is making you move from that space of, oh, I know everything. I know how to do this. I'm good with where I am, to I don't know it. I am in a new space. I want to grow and I want to develop. And we all know what comes with growth, uncomfortable spaces. Very lastly, and I think this one is very, very important, and I hope you guys have your ears open for this one, and it's, you're not the priority in your life. This can be a very dangerous space to be in, and I understand it from the capacity of being a mother, being a wife, being a homeowner. Other things tend to take priority over you. I jokingly say this, but I mean it. If you are bored and you have nothing to do, say it loud enough, and I promise you, your house, your kids, your significant other, whatever all that looks like, is going to find something for you to do. Intentionally, unintentionally, but that's just where we fall. And I think the importance of it, and what I have grown to learn, because this is the thing, we're all learning in this thing called life, and you learn as you go along. And that when you make yourself so low of a priority within your life, you tend to find less joy in life, less happiness in life, less adventure, less excitement. You tend to find less of that in life, and you tend to find more frustration, more anger, more levels of being impatient, envious, mad, jealous. You tend to find that more. You have to make yourself a priority. And I always try to tread lightly when I say certain sayings, because I know there are extremists that take the very literal sense and run with that and just be like, that's what it is. And then you have others that may take it face value exactly for what it is. But either which way, I'm saying that your entire life, and we can even break it down into a day, your entire 24 hours of the day does not have to be dedicated to someone else. You have to find that time for yourself. And we're starting with this, that can be in the form of exploring what your hobby can be, exploring your interests, exploring your happy states, exploring that, starting with that. Find what brings you that joy, that peace. Find what brings you that. I also want to distinguish this between rewarding yourself and having a hobby, because I think that we sometimes mix the two and confuse the two. Rewarding yourself is when you have, and this can be in many different facets, right? Accomplished a goal, or got through a rough week or a rough month, or, you know, it's just your regular routine things. And you're just like, this is the time for me to just kind of decompress and do that. Rewarding yourself in that capacity, or having maintenance on yourself to that capacity, is not the same thing as having a hobby. Look at it from this standpoint. A reward comes in the form of you have done something and now you are reaping a pat on your back or a gratitude or something from already have doing something. Your hobby is strictly for you. Your hobby is not in the result of you rewarding yourself or giving yourself that pat on the back because you did something else. No, 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 no. Your hobby is that thing that makes up a part of who you are. The thing that fills your inner desires, your inner feel, it just fills you up. That's where your hobby falls into place. So jumping back to the whole being scared of commitment, the reason why it has to be addressed is because when we are exploring what we are interested in and what we want to bring back into our life, or we want to bring into our life, whatever that looks like, we have to also understand at some point we should be willing to commit to it and make it a regular thing for us. So I hope that this episode resonated very well with you. We will talk more about this, absolutely, because this is just, I think this is just somewhere where, you know, we can get stuck sometimes. So of course, we will explore this topic again at some point, right? But ultimately, do not make yourself the lowest priority on your list. You're important. You're special. You're amazing. And you need time for yourself. Okay. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. You, your family, your friends, whomever you're spending it with, if you're spending it with yourself, try out that adult Easter activity. I don't know where you live or where you are, but they may have one. So check it out. But as always, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for being part of me.